man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Well, welcome, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. James Kelso here, your host, as I am Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a live show. You're welcome to call in at area code 512, deep in the heart of Texas, Round Rock, Texas, 512-248-8252. And, well, it's another primary day today, Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. And these are the delegates chosen today. They're being chosen, they're being counted right now, or even voted upon right now. And they will clinch the Republican nomination for Donald Trump. So we'll talk about that in a bit. Those states casting ballots today include Georgia, Mississippi, Washington, the state of Washington, and Hawaii. And in total, they comprise 154 delegates. And as it stands, as of this morning, Donald Trump had already locked up 1,166 delegates, and I'm reading this from different websites, so there may be discrepancy of a vote here or there. But he was 49 votes short this morning of the lock on the Republican nomination. So he needed only 49 as of this morning, and he's right now sweeping in Georgia, 52 delegates. That does it right there. He's sweeping in Mississippi, 40 more delegates. Washington is out in the Pacific time zone, so their polls haven't closed yet. And Hawaii is way out there. And their numbers aren't in yet, but Washington will bring in 43 delegates when all is said and done, and Hawaii will bring in 19. Total of those four states is 154 delegates. Donald Trump will win all but a handful of those. So today will be the day. It's a dead certainty that Donald Trump will have a stranglehold on the nomination as of today. You can put a ribbon, tie a ribbon on it. So that's kind of neat. So we'll watch that here. I'll give you the results as they're coming in. Here's Mississippi with, let me refresh this page, with 8% of the votes counted. Donald Trump has 91.2% of the votes. Nimrata Randhawa, Nikki Haley, has 5.9% of the votes. And, of course, she's already withdrawn, so it's moot point. But still of some psychological interest there. And let's see, in... let's go to Georgia with 69% of the votes expected already counted. We have Donald Trump with 83.1% of the vote. Nikki Haley, alias Bird Brain, at 14.9%. And let's see, what else have we got? So, Did you ever think we'd get here, that we'd make it this far, that with all of this power grab by the communists and all of the tyranny of the police state that they're constructing. Did you ever think we'd be here tonight? Donald Trump is victorious. He has steamrolled the nomination. The smart ones got out early. The dumb ones got out late. And they're all out now. So there are some states coming up. You know, in the months ahead, there will be various states coming up, and that'll provide some interest. It'll be a chance for us MAGA folks. So in a state like California, or wait a minute, not California, states coming up. I'll go to that in a moment. But in states coming up, it'll give us a chance to, put in a vote for Donald Trump. California's already done that. Let me go to my list of primaries here. Oh, what happened on Super Tuesday? That was Super Tuesday included, where are we? Yes, indeed, it did include California. Donald Trump just swept Super Tuesday. But the votes yet to be had are a week from tonight. You'll have coming in on March 19th, Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. These are all important. March 23rd, Louisiana. And there are some after that, but this stupid Wikipedia article doesn't bother to mention them. What's wrong with Wikipedia? Don't answer that question. We all know what's wrong with Wikipedia. What about states like New York and so on that haven't voted and they come in? They'll be coming in over the next few months, straggling in. So Donald, what does that mean? What's the upshot? Donald Trump will go to the Republican convention in Milwaukee on July, I forget the day, July this year in Milwaukee. He will come in with something like about 2,300 delegates total that show up. Donald Trump will have almost all of them. Nikki Haley will have 90, maybe 90 delegates. Maybe 100. But Donald Trump will have 2,000. He'll have like 2,200 delegates. The Haley delegates will have some amount of floor rights at a Republican convention. I think they can make motions of one sort or another. They may have a right to speak at some point to some degree. They have the right to be there, to make noise, to wave their arms. So hold up little signs, maybe. We love bird brain, that kind of thing. So it's going to be a love-in, the Republican convention. Now, there's more good news, too. Ronna Romney McDaniel has been given the heave-ho. She's gone. But it gets better than that. Oh, and she's been replaced by Laura Trump. Ooh, yes, Eric Trump's wife. The mother of Eric and Laura's children. Oh, Donald Trump's grandchildren. I am loving that. She's the co-chair of the Republican National Committee. I haven't yet committed to memory the name of her fellow co-chair. I think he's a North Carolinian. But Laura Trump is the name there. She's the name there. And so, and she has also, I believe, been selected to be the, I don't know what her title is, the chairwoman or the host or the moderator or the chairman of the Republican convention, which has a lot of power. So she has the power to entertain motions, to accept motions, to deny motions, to to recognize speakers, to cut speakers off, to ask people to leave the building, and ask them to shut up, or ask them, I can't hear you, if she wants an even louder cheer for her. Let's see, what is Laura Trump? That's her father-in-law. Her father-in-law. So this is like, you know, are the ducks lining up? They certainly are. The convention's lining up. The control of the Republican National Committee, which is so important, has, oh, I said it got better, Paul Harvey style. The rest of the story, Donald Trump's people are now house cleaning the Republican National Committee and staff. And the headline I saw yesterday is they gave 60 people their walking papers. And that, I think that's just a start. So they're doing what needs to be done. You can't, this is what Donald Trump found out in Donald Trump 1.0. You can't take over a communist riddled bureaucracy, give it some kind of instruction or order, and expect it to be executed. Good luck. Ain't gonna happen. In fact, much worse than that. They won't just not do what you tell them to do. They will come up with their own program. As Peter Strzok and Lisa Page so famously emailed to each other, they have a backup plan. Peter sent his lover, Lisa, Peter, a married man, sent to his amour, Lisa Page, his fellow employee in the FBI, don't worry, Lisa, we have a backup plan to get rid of Trump. And they invoked that backup plan, and it's still in operation. They're still trying to get rid of Donald Trump. But now in Trump 2.0, Trump has learned the lesson that you have to get rid of all of these people who you would normally, you know, as a naive, just an average American or even an extraordinary American like Donald Trump, you would think that the people in the bureaucracy are loyal Americans dedicated to doing a neutral job in the interests of America. Well, not really. And so Donald Trump now understands you have to get rid of as many of the rats as possible. You have to fumigate the whole premises and run the rats out. So all that's happening. We're on schedule. Things are going well. Let's update ourselves. Let's take a look here. Let's look at the state of Georgia. And refreshing my page, I'm looking at one of numerous live vote total pages. With 73% of the expected vote already counted, Donald Trump has 83.4% of the vote. And I'll bet you it's damn near 100% of those that are actual Republicans. And then Nikki Haley comes in with her pathetic 14.5%. Who knows how many of those are actual Republicans. And then the other one happening tonight, Mississippi, with 14% counted. Trump is ahead by 90.8%. Nikki Haley dragging in at 6.3%. So there you go. And then I'm sure it's still in Washington and California. I'm sure there's nothing happening yet. We'll check in on that towards the end of our show and see if anything possibly could have happened, but I don't think so. They're 2 hours. Well, Washington is 2 hours behind me here in North Dakota, and add some more hours to get all the way out to Hawaii. So there you go. There you have it. Let me get my message board open here so I can receive any messages coming in over the transom. There we go. And the let's shift off of the primary election going on tonight to some other things happening. Here's a nice one. The clot shot. I like that nickname for the COVID-19 non-vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's a mRNA treatment. And that treatment apparently involves smuggling totally incredible amounts of DNA, not your DNA, other people's DNA, into maybe other animals' DNA as well, smuggling them through the mediation of mRNA into your cell nuclei. How do you like that? That's something that doesn't happen normally in medicine, doesn't happen in nature. You don't get other people's DNA transported across your blood-brain barrier, for example, or across a cell membrane barrier into your DNA. But that's what's happening with all folks who got the clot shot. You got DNA, and who's the guy who says this? Not me, not Kelso. What does Kelso know about medicine? What is his certificate? What is his credential? There is no credential, obviously. But the Surgeon General of Florida, let me remember his name. Help me out, folks. The Surgeon General of Florida, this is an incredible doctor. He has instructed, he has recommended to all doctors in Florida that they not administer the clot shot to anybody. Woo! Now that is smoking. That is really good. And let me get his name here. He's the first one to do this. I think he's a surgeon general. Let me just search on that term, the Surgeon General of Florida. Let's see who we can tip our hat to here. His name, Joseph Ladapo, born in 1978, Surgeon General of Florida since 2021. He has attracted attention for promoting vaccine hesitancy. Well, let me go with Wikipedia. No, not vaccine hesitancy. Commies at Wikipedia. No, he's saying don't take the damn thing. That's not called hesitancy. He's attracted attention for promoting hesitancy and opposing various measures to control COVID-19. No, he's not opposing controlling COVID-19. He's controlling various measures. Yeah, various measures to make you really sick. And isn't it interesting? Who's the one who ends up having the guts to stick it to the establishment? After immigrating to the United States from Nigeria, Ladapo earned an MD and a PhD in health policy from Harvard. Professor of medicine at New York University, tenured at UCLA. I went there. Prior to his appointment to his current position by Ron DeSantis. Hey, let's take a break and we'll come right back.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit. Legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks.
A man is hard to be.
And, you know, it's funny how, you know, it's all the same. You know, yes. Oh, James in Vancouver. Hey, James, thanks for joining us.
Good evening. I was going to say viruses like measles and rabies can cross into your DNA. That's a viral infection.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you sailed that one right way over my head. And it's true. I'm talking through my hat and don't know what I'm talking about.
You're okay. I just thought I'd mention it because some people think these viral infections don't exist for some reason. But in fact, I've had many viral infections as a child.
Well, yeah, and Joseph Ladapo, who came to the U.S. at age 5 with this microbiologist father and mother, he has been saying that this, first of all, among the many things he said, which, you know, and where are people who weren't born in Nigeria? Where are those doctors? Right. Where are those patriotic Americans who had ancestors on the Mayflower? Come on, guys. Yeah. Get some courage here. This guy from Nigeria's got enough guts to do it. How about you? He said, look, and it's funny. This is one of those deals where, well, it's not funny. Here, let me read from Wikipedia. This is how they do it. They're working on destroying Joseph Ladapo now. in this article. They don't have anything positive to say. So, you know, in the whole long article about Joseph Ladapo, they have not one good thing to say about him. Not one good thing.
What does he do now? Is he in the government or is he?
He's the Surgeon General of Florida.
Oh, Florida. Oh, okay.
He's the Surgeon General. He's the top doctor in the state of Florida, which is, you know, right, a big and trend-setting state. So the it's one of the growingest states in the country. So the Anthony Fauci medical establishment, medical mafia, is doing its darndest to destroy Joseph Ladapo. But they have a problem.
Oh,
it's not so easy with this guy. Number one, he's black. It's kind of hard to, it's harder to badmouth a black dude if you're a white dude, a white
his
communist.
His complexion is his protection. You ever hear that?
His complexion is his protection. I like that.
That was Curtis Sliwa. Curtis Sliwa, 77 WABC. He's the one that started it.
Okay,
Curtis
I like
Sliwa.
That one. Yeah.
Right.
And so he's, but get this. He said this. I'll give you an example of the verbiage from Wikipedia, showing you how they not so subtly slam him with everything they say. So now listen to this. In March 2022, that's a while ago, folks. It's a year ago. 2 years ago, Ladapo recommended that healthy children in Florida not be vaccinated against COVID-19. Thus, Florida became the first state to contradict relevant guidelines by the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics. Now, where do they go with this? Get the next sentence. Experts disagreed with his stance. Oh, experts. Are you an expert, James?
I've been working in genetic engineering for 25 years.
Oh, okay, you are. You actually are. Well, I'm going to call myself an expert, too, because experts, what is experts? Experts cited by, disagreed with his stance. Folks, that could be your local car mechanic. That could be the ice cream truck man. Come on, who? They disagreed with his stance, and they accused him of, get this, cherry picking. Now let's see. Now here's the next sentence. Medical professionals rejected his analysis. Okay, medical I don't know anybody named medical professional. Have you ever met anybody named medical professional? Rejected his analysis as methodological.
Terry Mullis was an expert, but he's very dead.
Yeah,
Mullis,
but the point is, folks, this is,
died in 2019.
This is not journalism here. This is not scholarship. People have names.
No, it's a murder.
They rejected his analysis as methodologically flawed and unscientific. Now, get this. Now they finally named somebody, David Gorski. So David Gorski's going to put up his hand here. He stated that it was the first time in American history that a state government weaponized bad science to spread anti-vaccine disinformation as official policy. Now that's...
I'm laughing just like Ed McMahon. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, now stay there, James, and stay there, audience. We'll be back right after this break.
And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
And thanks for joining us. The talking about one of our topics we talk about frequently, and we got it right, by the way, from day one on COVID-19, on the Wuhan Chinese introduced virus that was very possibly developed in the U.S., was certainly financed and made possible by technology transferred to China by, yes, Saint Anthony Fauci, who should be wearing a striped suit in a lifetime imprisonment.
That's a saint, you say?
Yes, he's a saint. He and Saint Zelensky.
The patron saint of vaccines.
Yes. But now let's go to the other. We mentioned that now this Joseph Ladapo, LADAPO. You won't hear about him unless you're reading the right things. You won't hear about him. And what you do hear about him will be slanderous and defamatory. But if you're reading good stuff, as I endeavor to do, here's what arrived in my mail this week, my copy of the Epoch Times. Now, I just counted the pages. I've told you it's a nice, full, thick, incredible newspaper. 48 pages, not little dinky pages. A full page of this newspaper is, let me look at my, I just measured it here. It's the same as, you know, like any big newspaper you've ever subscribed to or read. Each page is 21 by 11. And then when you fold it out, that would become 21 by 22. 48 pages. How much fluff and, you know, nonsense is? None. There are some promotions. There's some, I think there's a small amount of advertising in here, but the advertising itself is also very informative. For instance, one of the ads here is for Shen Yun. Shen Yun, a life-changing experience. It's the Falun Gong opera. I guess you could call it an opera or a show that travels around the world, multiple companies. It's an anti-red Chinese. It's a completely Chinese incredible show that I intend to try to see here in Grand Forks, North Dakota. And it's coming here. And I want to see it. And here's some people saying, Tony Robbins. We all know Tony Robbins, the motivational speaker. Here's what he has to say. Magnificent. Very enlightening. It's an incredible show. So there's an ad here, but it gives us the schedule of performances. Let me see if my performances. Yeah, here it is. Here's my local show, April 14th. There it is. At the same auditorium where my children sing. Fantastic, which is a huge, beautiful auditorium out here in the sticks. But here it is. So this isn't what I'm saying is it's all meat. It's all meat and potatoes in this newspaper. It's all wholesome, and it's the best reporting. So here, let's go to a story. Let's see how the Epoch Times covers. We saw how Wikipedia slams Joseph Ladapo. Okay, here's an article. CDC, I'm reading this from the Epoch Times. CDC recommends older people, I guess that includes me, get another COVID-19 vaccine. Well, it wouldn't be another one for me. You'd have to drag me kicking and screaming.
Be too careful.
You'd have to have careful, four man. Strong men holding me down to stick an mRNA pseudo vaccine injection into me.
I'm toxic.
I'm quite happy with my own DNA. Thank you. And
just a little switcheroo. That's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Now, but here's the headline. Here's how the Epoch Times reports it in a truthful way. CDC recommends older people get another COVID-19 vaccine. Then the subheadline: critics say the recommendation is not supported. People 65 and older should get another dose of the latest round of COVID-19 vaccines, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. The recommendation, quote, allows older adults to receive an additional dose of this season's COVID-19 vaccine to provide added protection, Dr. Mandy Cohen, head of the CDC, said in a recent statement. Then going on, she says, most COVID-19 deaths and hospitalizations last year were among people 65 years and older. An additional vaccine dose can provide added protection that may have decreased over time for those at highest risk, she added.
So the vaccine got them sick in the first place. So the
right.
Cure is more vaccine. That's a good one.
Yeah. If the first one didn't get you, the third, fourth, or fifth one will. since the vaccines were first rolled out, they're going to kill you one way or another, folks. They're determined. They're going to kill you. Since the vaccines were first rolled out in late 2020, the CDC has repeatedly advised Americans to get doses after initially saying only one or two were needed. You remember people like Rachel Maddow? I mean, I know nobody in this audience watches Rachel Maddow.
Just get one.
Rachel Maddow. You've seen it, the video clip where Rachel Maddow says, if you get this shot, you get this vaccine, you will not get COVID-19. You are saved from it. You will also not transmit it to anyone else. You also don't need to get, you just get one or two shots and that's it. You're done. Oh, thank you very much, Rachel. I hope you got about half a dozen of these doses, Rachel Maddow. And I hope you get dozens more.
Some of the celebrities did get them.
Yeah. Now get this.
Did get, like Justin Bieber. Go ahead.
Yeah. This is what the Epic Times does. Its science. The latest round of vaccines, they're writing now, which target the XBB.1.5 virus subvariant, were cleared and recommended for people aged 5 and up in the fall of 2023 after previous versions failed to convey lasting protection. Now get this. The XBB.1.5 strain is no longer present in the United States. So get your vaccine, folks. Get in line. The strain is no longer present in the United States, but you're gonna be vaccinated against it. And of course, it didn't protect you, even if it were active. It didn't protect you.
Did you hear what Biden said the other night at the State of the Union speech? He said that we got rid of the COVID virus, but now these vaccines are curing cancer. He actually said that.
Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. Okay. I missed that. I need to pay closer attention to these important speeches.
This was Nobel Prize material.
Now get this. This is what the Epic Times puts in. This is just a hard, cold fact. The CDC did not provide any research on the safety of giving seniors two shots within 1 year. No research. And by the way, that's something that they don't mention in the article. The Wikipedia doesn't mention in the article about Joseph Ladapo. That's one of his problems with it. If you listen to Joseph Ladapo, he makes the point that these clot shots, get this, folks. Everyone around the world, everyone on planet Earth was ordered to get this shot. People were dropped out of the military, were drummed out of the military, discharged dishonorably, lost their pension, lost their rank, stripped of everything, drummed out of the military, and they haven't righted that wrong. We lost you can count on it, folks, the bravest, best, smartest fighter pilots and every other specialty in the military. I guarantee the best of every cadre was drummed out of the military. We lost our best people. Why? Why do I say that? Because if you're really smart, if you're really brave, and you're a real fighter, you're not going to take crap from anybody. You're not rolling up your sleeve for this catastrophe clot shot. So we lost our very best people. You think the Red Chinese don't know that? You don't think they don't know that when they send their Chinese aircraft carrier out against an American aircraft carrier, which is just a floating maternity ward, off of which all of the courageous people
That's
have been cleared.
One.
They've been cleared off the ship.
Floating maternity ward.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Yeah, they're maternity wards because they have lots of young.
What are they doing on the ship?
Yeah, I mean, if you have a ship, come on. I mean, does this take much intelligence? You have a ship with 5,000 horny males on it. Are there any 22-year-old males out there, folks, that aren't horny? I don't think so. Does that jibe with your memory? Okay, so you got 5,000 horny males out in the middle of the ocean on months-long tours of duty. And you got lots of little private rooms and cubicles and things like this all over the ship. And you drop, like, you know, how about dropping 500 young women onto the ship?
Oh, I get it. That wasn't in any of the movie, the Navy movies I watched from World War II.
Yeah. So isn't it, I mean, like, kind of like, here's the sound effect there. Gee, they all get pregnant. I wonder why.
Yeah.
I wonder why. Now, if they're out on a 6-month, I don't know how long, you know, the nuclear carrier is deployed, but, you know, it's a long time. They're going all the way around the world. If you've got all these pregnant ladies out there, your ship is now a maternity ward. You have people breastfeeding and, you know, giving birth and changing diapers.
Scientific experiment there. Experiment.
And you don't, I mean,
our
that wouldn't.
50 years ago would love that.
Yeah. And of course, all those Navy sailors out there, their focus, they are intently focused on their job. They're not distracted by all these women on the ship. No, I mean, come on. That would be sexist to say that. Young men distracted by young women. And also, by the way, how do you think these sailors' wives back in the home port, how do they feel about it? Yeah, my husband, Bobby, is on a 5-month tour of duty on the USS Love Boat and with all these women.
wait a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
No.
So, I mean, if you had to design a program to destroy the U.S. Navy, to destroy the U.S. Air Force, and, you know, the Army and everything else, then just do what nobody else does this. Just load up our services.
Hey, well, I got to know, James, what are the admirals doing out there, the admirals, the brass?
Well, they have their pick of the crop.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, no, if you're the admiral and you bring your 19-year-old orderly into your private cabin, well, yes, I'm the admiral of the high seas, young lady.
What was that about that?
Yeah, and what is that admiral's 60-year-old wife think about her husband being in a little cabin with
the admiral's wife, right?
So, I mean,
come
on.
Have to build an add-on to the big house back in Annapolis.
Our country has gone nuts. You know, and when I said it's all the same, you take anything going on, anything at all, in any area of life, it's all, by the way, Joseph Ladapo, one of the reasons he's not very popular with the commies is he has said he opposes gender-affirming treatment. He opposes hormone treatment. He opposes gender-sensitive pronouns.
A real party pooper.
He's a real party pooper.
Party
yeah.
Pooper.
You know, so it takes a guy from Nigeria to actually have the courage to be an American patriot. And, you know, and God love him. You know, more power to him. But what happened to our men? And, you know, so you don't think the Chinese don't know this about our Navy? You know,
they would. I didn't know, quite frankly. I don't think.
Now, I don't know. I don't know if they've put women yet on the nuclear submarines. I don't know whether that's happened yet. I'm not sure. But it's coming. You leave them in there for any bit longer, and you're going to have underwater maternity wards that are on one year long deployments. I don't know how long a nuclear sub stays out, but it's a long time. And you could have on deployments that long, a woman could have two babies on one deployment.
It's possible.
It's possible. Yes. So, yeah. No, she could conceive and bear two babies, maybe three if she got on the boat, like pretty far along with her pregnancy when she got on the boat. And I'm not, I mean, listen, folks. Isn't that what Joe Biden says? Listen, folks, I hope I didn't pick that up from Joe Biden. The every aspect, everything is nuts. And we're the sane ones, and we have to hang on to our morale and our sanity through all of this. Let's go. Let's look at some very sane people right now. In Mississippi, the current count with 52% counted, 91.6% of us have voted for Donald Trump. 5.7% of us, those are the people who want pregnant ladies on our aircraft carriers, including Nikki Haley, 5% voted for her. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He was kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came
from
New Orleans.
All right, now, you know, a moment ago when I said, hey, you take an aircraft carrier, I knew kind of from my reading that, you know, an aircraft carrier has about 5,000 crew and officers. It's a floating city. It's an amazing thing. So I just pulled that one out of my hat. I said, well, you drop 500 women, you know, onto that floating city. And what could go wrong? Young women, horny males, and let's say it also, horny women. Okay. So what could go wrong? 5,000 males competing for the attention of 500 women. You know, it doesn't work out very well in high school, you know, where you've got the same number of guys competing for the same number of women, same in college. Take those same, now make it 10 to 1. Of course, would it be any better if you dropped it? Could you remedy the situation by dropping 5,000 women onto the ship? But now, I just pulled that out of my hat, folks. But now I'm reading an article. This is the vaunted New York Times. And it says this. The first women are coming aboard the carrier now. And it, when it leaves in October for a six-month tour, that was my guess, in the Mediterranean and the Indian Ocean, there will be about 500 women among the 5,000 officers and crew members. Now, use your native intelligence, ladies and gentlemen. That will be 500 women among the 4,500 men. In other words, to put those 500 women on that boat, what did you have to do? Let's see. Let's go ding, ding, ding. You had to take 500 men off of it. There isn't any other way to do it. They didn't just add women. They took 500 qualified male fighting men off of a fighting ship and replaced them with 500 women. Now, let me tell you, and boy, do I love women or what? But I don't love women on the ships. They're going to protect my children's life and my nation and my civilization. And I tell you this, in Beijing, China, they're laughing themselves under the table. I mean, you know, I don't know if they have any scruples. They probably don't. But I mean, one of their...
Well, maybe they... Yeah.
I mean,
maybe they think that the Chinese won't attack a ship when there's women on it. That might be...
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's going to slow them down a bit. But I'll tell you what, it'll enter
maybe
the conversation.
They want to attack it, yeah.
It'll enter the conversation. They go, hey, you know, there are 500 women on that ship. You know, I don't know. Should we spare that ship? Should we launch this ship destroying hypersonic missile, which the Chinese have? Should we launch this missile knowing that there are 500 women on board with their babies?
Yeah,
you know, what do they do with the babies?
We're real pirates. We have to go ship to ship and jump off from the Chinese ship onto the American ship. See,
style. So anyway, the article goes on. Everything I said, it's right there.
Men walk the plank, keep the women, like Arnold Schwarzenegger said.
So the good news today, folks, is Donald Trump has wrapped up the nomination, and he'll work to make. Talk about somebody else that loves women. It's Donald Trump. And he certainly doesn't want women in a bloody combat situation like anywhere in the U.S. military.
Absolutely. Right.
So he'll do his best to fix it. Let's help him. We'll see you all again tomorrow night.
Oils have had a multitude of natural
right here. So long.
In history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization. Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.